not included.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, gym class for a Tuesday. Coming your way on KGYM. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and we'll talk about behavior out there. Fan behavior. What's the worst you've ever seen? More on that as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the gym class on KGYM. That is behavior outside of youth sports. We should have put that in there as an asterisk. Welcome in, gym class, for a Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. And you out there, we are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery. Thanks to everybody out there at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to pick up lunch. Great place as well to stop on by after work. Whatever you have out there, it's a great place to go. They challenge you to find better wings in town. Try one of 8 flavors of specialty sauce from Sweet Golden Hawk to Red Rocket. That's at Third Base Brewery, located conveniently on the northeast side, Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon. A happy Mark Dukes.
Good afternoon. I don't know that it's gone final yet. I'm not going to get the broom out.
It's just you go, no, there's no brooming in a 2-game series.
Really?
No. It's got to be 3. I did.
Twins playing the Cardinals right now. Last I looked, it was 7-1 Twins in the ninth inning after shutting out the Cardinals last night. Brilliant job by Fernando Romero. And
he's filthy, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got some nasty stuff. Hope it continues, but Twins.
It's a small sample size, only 2 games, but hasn't given up a run in 11 plus innings.
Twins playing good baseball right now. Starting to turn the corner again after a little bit of a rough patch, and we'll see if they can close it out today against the St. Louis Cardinals. But still 7-1. I suppose we could look here to see if it is still 7-1 at this point. And it is 7-1. They go to the bottom of the ninth inning at Busch Stadium on getaway day. Of course, the Twins will be back with you on Thursday night here on 107.5 FM. Off day tomorrow. Twins will be in Anaheim to take on Mike Trout and Otani and the LA Angels for a 4-game series.
Yeah, it's a week of playing division leaders. First St. Louis for these 2 games. And then, as you mentioned, 4 games in Los Angeles. Won't be easy. And then the Cardinals visit the Twin Cities next week for 2 games.
That's right. Monday and Tuesday. I believe that is the case. You can get in touch with us via the text line, the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Happy Teacher Appreciation Day to all the teachers out there. I know that everybody has, you know, 1 or 2 specific teachers that they remember back from their day. And think of them today out there as they go through their jobs. We know a lot of them, and a lot of them are listeners to the program, especially after they leave their work day. So hats off to you out there.
Very dedicated group of people, and I can think of a handful right off the top of my head that I'd give a shout-out to. But, yeah, take pause and thank your teachers today.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have, for you, Race to Win. We'll play that before 4 o'clock coming up today. Also on the program, once again today and all this week, we have for you a terrific prize package from the Cedar Rapids Golf Department, the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, 18 holes. That is included, a free round at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. You also get a golf swag bag, which includes a towel, some golf balls, and a ball cleaning pouch. So we will have that to give away on the program coming up a little bit later on today. Also, want to let you know about this. We'll mention it before 4 o'clock as well. We have, in Race to Win, the Indianapolis 500 general admission tickets for you. We've got 4 of those, and we will have somebody win those in the next 2 weeks. But we also have, Mark, included, unbeknownst to us, they sent along 6 tickets to the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, which will be run on Saturday. And I tell the folks out there that for two reasons. Number one, I know there are a lot of race fans around here, and if you want to start to try to piece together maybe some travel plans or what have you for Saturday, I know we already have a bus going up to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a great time. White Sox Cubs taking place at Wrigley Field early in the afternoon on Saturday. But also, they had the Grand Prix of Indianapolis on Saturday down at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we have six tickets. And we're going to have somebody get those tomorrow. And our only stipulation is please, please, tomorrow only call if you can use the tickets. That's all we ask. We do not want to see them on eBay. We do not want to see them on anything like that because we have somebody here in building, in-house, that will sniff it out. She's done it before. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. So we will give those away coming up tomorrow. And be listening for the Wednesday edition of the program. Mike Petriello is going to join us from MLB.com here in just a little bit. And no, we have not forgotten about it. Before we wrap up today, we will get Mark's Dancing with the Stars Athlete Edition wrap-up from what I am sure was an amazing Monday. And no, don't give it away.
It always is.
Don't give it away yet.
Week 2 of 4, and we'll bring you up to date as who's left and who has hit the road.
It's only a 4-weeker, huh?
It's an abbreviated season.
Okay. Very good. Very good. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball coming up here in just a little bit. Mike Petriello is going to join us from MLB.com.
In the interest of sportsmanship, I, as a co-college graduate, want to congratulate the Cornell Rams for winning the annual Bremner Cup, which is a series of competitions throughout the year in which Co and Cornell go at it. And with a closing track and field finish by Cornell over Co this past weekend, Cornell won the Bremner Cup 8-7. Such sports as, well, listen, Cornell got points in men's and women's cross country, volleyball, men's soccer, women's basketball, men's basketball. And I mentioned track, softball, and baseball also contended. Co won points in football, men's and women's tennis, women's soccer, and wrestling. So pretty good competition. I'd like this, even though Cornell has gone back to the Midwest Conference and Co remains in the Iowa Conference. It's a nice healthy competition on the small college level.
It is, and it helps both schools because you don't have to worry about at least one non-conference opponent. You're always going to play that Cornell game coming up. So that came down to the wire. We've been told the Seahawks series is coming down to the wire, and it's going to be determined by academics. And I know Jamie Pollard tweeted out earlier today, the Iowa State Athletic Director, that Iowa State had their best year ever as far as their academic standing is concerned with the NCAA. I have no idea how they determine it. I have no idea how this is going to work out. But it's Iowa, I think, has a one-point lead right now, and you get 2 points for academics. So there you go. It's going to come down to the classroom.
Take that for what it's worth, I guess. I mean, you and I, when we go out and about, I'm sure Todd and Alex experience the same thing, Kyle Mann. We get questions about sports and comments and whatnot. I swear I've never been to a grocery store, a restaurant, out on a walk. Somebody stops me and says, hey, how's this? Where's the Seahawks series stand? Never. Ever.
There are people that follow it, but you're right. I don't know of many. I, to be honest with you, more people I know, and maybe it's because we're close to Cedar Rapids and Mount Vernon, follow the Bremner Cup, then they know that than the Seahawks series. But it is what it is, to each their own. And if you're following both, if you got a big standings board at home, you know how the standings are and how they sit at this point.
319-366-1600 is our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line. Check them out in downtown Iowa City or online at HertzianandStockerJewelers.com. Happens to be our phone line as well. Kyle Mann across the glass producing this show.
Mike Petriello is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. And then after we talk with Mike, we're going to talk about this a little bit. And we're going to get your input out there. This all started from a Georgia fundraiser in Douglas County. It's an Atlanta suburb. And they were having a friendly, they called a cornhole tournament. We call it bags up here, but I digress to our poll question, Mark, at KGYMRadio.com.
Yeah, this event was seventh annual fundraiser to benefit high school students in the county. And
for scholarships.
The winners were going to get a $500 prize.
And as
until
as the article says, that was the first and largest mistake. If it's a charity fundraiser, do not offer a cash prize.
These are adults playing.
Adults playing.
There's a video out there. We accessed it on CBSSports.com. And a scoring discrepancy resulted in punches being thrown.
Oh, it was a melee.
I hesitate. Well, melee, brawl, whatever you... It was more than a baseball fight.
Oh, yeah. It was bigger than a baseball
fight. Punches were thrown.
Yeah.
There's video out there approving that. But this is the height of stupidity. I mean, come on.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's ridiculous, yet somewhat funny, I guess. Although it's not funny at all. And we're going to talk about that. And, yeah, we all have those stories about fan behavior at certain youth games, whatever the case may be. I'm throwing all that out. I want to know what the worst behavior you've ever seen at a sporting event, at a public event, whatever the case may be, where people just, you know, please do not use names. Please do not use names. We're going to talk about that after we talk with Mike Petriello coming up here in just a little bit. We'll play Race to Win as well. We got the Cedar Rapids City Golf Giveaway to get to also on the program coming up today. 16 past the hour 3. We're going to take a break here on the Gym Class. Come back. Talk some Major League Baseball. By the way, the Twins have put it away. It's 7-1.
I see that. Mm-hmm.
Twins got the victory over the Cardinals today down at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. We'll take a break. Come back. Mike Petriello is going to join us from MLB.com right after this.
An English poet named Robert Browning said, "Motherhood, all love begins and ends here." Tom and Jay Hoyt at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers say, "We're the jewelry store that celebrates a mother's love." And man, are they celebrating with incredible fashion and fine jewelry for mom. Plus, with your purchase of just $149 or more, you'll get a gorgeous spring bouquet of flowers. How about that? Incredible jewelry, incredible prices, and a bouquet of flowers. Pick from our hot new trends with fashions from Lafon, Slate & Tell, Gabriel & Company, Henry Dossie, and more, many more. Or consider upgrading her diamond studs for a full credit on her old ones. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 13th, so stop in this week and celebrate her love, Siebke Hoyt style. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and celebrates a mother's love.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
When you play the City of Cedar Rapids municipal golf courses, Jones, Ellis, Gardner, and Twin Pines, you don't just get country club quality courses, you also get one heck of a deal.
Really?
From early bird to twilight, there's a special for every player's budget.
Sounds good.
And with faster play and excellent customer service,
I'd say that's a hole in one.
With four unique courses, there's always a tee time available. Play them all. Make your tee time and find all the deals at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Welcome back to 319 here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. We've got NBA basketball later on tonight. It will be Game 5 from Oakland. It'll be Golden State in New Orleans. Warriors, I believe, trying to close out that series tonight. 9 o'clock. It's late-night NBA action for you. All three frequencies coming your way right here on KGYM. We're going to talk about that that cornhole brawl a little bit later on. And that lovely game is the subject of our poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast, right behind the Taco John's, next to Home Depot.
Go to KGYMradio.com and answer this question. Is it cornhole or bags or something else? Obviously, three choices there. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, some breaking NFL news. Mark Ingram has been suspended for 4 games, the running back for the New Orleans Saints, for PED use. So he will miss the first 4 games for the New Orleans Saints, who a lot of people are making kind of their pick as a possible contender to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. But they will be without Mark Ingram for the first 4 games of the 2018 season. As we get ready to talk some baseball, Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. You can give him a follow on Twitter. We encourage you to do that. Some great stuff right there. And, Mike, good afternoon. First of all, if you're familiar with it, from where you are, is it cornhole or is it bags?
Oh, it's extremely cornhole, but I'm biased because my wife is from Northwest Ohio, and she grew up playing it, and I used to play it when I'd visit her. I've never heard bags. It's always cornhole.
Maybe it's just an Iowa thing.
I don't know. I've always known it as bags, but
maybe it's just an Iowa thing. I don't know. But at any rate, to talk a little bit of baseball, and I will beat Mark to the punch here. Mark Dukes' Minnesota Twins win their 5th in a row today. They beat the Cardinals 2 times at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, and here come the Twins, who have been on a roller coaster ride so far in 2018.
Yeah, they really have. I was not particularly high on them entering the season because I didn't love a lot of the moves they made. Like, you know, Lance Lynn didn't excite me. Jake Odorizzi did not excite me. But I think what's really worked out well is that they signed Fernando Romero and brought him up, and that's actually been a really big deal. So I think he's going to be a big part of it. I really like Ryan Pressly. I think he is a big part of that bullpen that people just don't give enough attention to. So you put Romero and you put Jose Berrios and maybe get Buxton back soon, and suddenly you got something going.
And Santana and Sano. Yeah, you're right. Mike, what's happened to Baltimore? I mean, in the blink of an eye, I mean, nobody expected Baltimore to contend in the East, I don't think. But now, talking about Machado being traded and on and on.
This isn't a big surprise, I don't think. I had them as my last-place team in the American League East entering the season. I know everybody was down on Tampa Bay, but I really did not see Baltimore being even anywhere near 500, much less contending, because Cashner was one of the worst starters in baseball last year, and so was Tillman. They just don't have the talent. And the reason that they were able to overperform for a couple of those years is because Chris Davis hit like he was the best slugger in baseball, which he's not anymore, and because they had a ton of good relievers, and they just don't. They have one of the weakest rosters in all of baseball. They're going to trade Machado. They have to, and they're probably going to lose 110 games. I wish I could be more rosy, but you probably don't have a lot of Orioles fans listening in Iowa. So
no,
it's not going to be a quick rebuild for them.
Not a lot of crab cakes being eaten here in Eastern Iowa, I don't think. But yeah, it doesn't help they play against the American League East almost 20 times each.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, you sign Chris Tillman was terrible last year, and Cash wasn't great, and Cobb wasn't great, and you say, okay, guys, come in here and face the Red Sox and face the Yankees and the Blue Jays lineup. Nobody talks about that. The Blue Jays lineup has been absolutely phenomenal. They're crushing the ball. I don't know what the Orioles are going to do, and I think even worse is that nobody seems to know who's running the ship. You know, is it Dan Duquette? Is it Buck Showalter? Is it Brady Anderson? Is it Peter Angelos' sons? It's a wild ride there, and I don't really know how this is going to play out.
Yeah. Let's keep it in the American League. Let's go over to the West, where the Houston Astros now are not in first place, half game behind the LA Angels. And I know a lot of people have started talking about hangover a little bit with Houston. Is that fair? I mean, they have so much pitching and so much talent.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. They're still the best team in baseball to me, as far as I'm concerned, honestly. The the pitching is so good. Like, you cannot overstate how good that starting pitching is. It's not only is it easily the best rotation in baseball this year, it's going to be, I think, historically good. It is true that the bats haven't really been what's expected so far, but I think you've seen that change a little bit. Marwin Gonzalez has started to heat up. He was a big part for them last year. George Springer crushed a big home run last night. They put up, what, 16 runs, I think it was, against Oakland late last night. They're going to be fine. There's so much talent there. I'm not worried that Altuve and Correa haven't crushed the ball like you're used to. They're, in my opinion, still going to run away with that division. I will say the Angels are going to make it closer than I'd expected. You know, nobody knew what to make of Otani, and Mike Trout is somehow having a better year than even he already does. So they're going to make it closer, but I still think the Astros are going to win that division by a good 5 to 8 games.
National League East, Atlanta's off to a really good start, and actually Philadelphia is too, but you really have to like the young talent in Atlanta. Can they contend this year? Are they too early? You pinning your hopes on New York or Washington? What about that division?
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? I kind of thought that it was a year too early for those two young clubs. My expectation was that the Nationals would win it kind of easily and the Mets would be in the mix for a wild card spot. And that may still be what's happened, but the way that the Phillies and Braves have started, they have to consider themselves contenders right now. And that doesn't mean you go and trade away, you know, Ronald Acuna for a pitcher or anything like that. But if you get to the middle of the summer and they're still in the race, I think what they'll do is to make smart moves to keep themselves in contention. They won't go nuts and trade the farm. But if there's a smart move to be made for a rental veteran pitcher, you know, or a way to get a good third baseman in Atlanta, for example, because I don't think Bautista is going to work out. I think they'll absolutely do that. I look at these teams kind of differently because for Atlanta, I don't really trust the young pitching all that much, but I love the lineup. I know everybody talks about Acuna, but I think Ozzie Albies is already one of the best second basemen in baseball. The two of them together, obviously with Freddie Freeman, they're just going to be one of the best lineups in baseball for a while. The Phillies, I think, are in a little bit of a better spot because I like their pitching better. Aaron Nola has pitched really well. Arrieta has been like the only good free agent signing to work out of starting pitchers. And I don't think people really give enough credit to how good Odubel Herrera is in the outfield. And you have Rhys Hoskins there and Kingery and all these young guys. The Phillies are in a good spot. Is it sooner than expected? Sure, probably. But if they're here now, then go for it. I think they've got a chance.
It's been a long time since we've seen a story like Matt Harvey's for the New York Mets. Kind of a sad situation. He was thought of as one of the best in baseball. And now the Mets, they can't get rid of him soon enough. Seems like nobody's drawing interest, and the dark night has gone dark.
Yeah, I think he's toast. I hate to say it. I mean, I live in New York, right? So I'm very familiar with all the stories, and there's been a lot of off-field stuff, and, you know, that is what it is. But I think it just really comes down to health. Remember, he blew out his arm, he came back, and he pitched more innings than anyone has ever pitched the year off of Tommy John surgery. You might remember he was trying to hang on to the ball in the ninth inning of the World Series the year after Tommy John surgery, and he was great that year. And then, you know, he had the thoracic outlet surgery. So I don't think we know as much about that as we do Tommy John. You come back from Tommy John, it's not guaranteed, but there's a pretty high chance of success. There are a lot of guys who've had this rib surgery and had their careers basically ended. I mean, this is what ended Josh Beckett's career. So I think we're not giving enough credit to the actual physical injuries he's gone through. He doesn't throw 97, 90 anymore. He throws 92, 93. You can talk about his personality all you want, and I'm sure there's something to that. I just don't know that he's physically capable right now of pitching the way he used to.
Well, nearing the quarter pole, Mike, you can basically throw a blanket over four of the five teams in the NL Central. And I don't know who you trust in there.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the Cubs because I didn't totally trust the Brewers' rotation. And I think they're kind of showing with that bullpen maybe you don't need to because Josh Hader is an absolute beast. I still kind of favor the Cardinals there. I think the lineup is pretty good. The outfield is playing better. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, any of those four teams could come out of it. Sorry, Reds, it's not going to be you. But the Brewers are playing better than I thought they would be, and the Pirates have really impressed me a lot. I know a lot of people left them for dead when they traded Cole and McCutcheon. I didn't really look at it that way because you can't trade two guys who were on the team the last 2 years when the team wasn't very good and say, well, they got worse, even though those two guys are both, you know, very high-level performers. I looked at them as like a 500 team on the edge of the playoff race, and Marte has been phenomenal. Corey Dickerson has been beyond my wildest dreams. And then you look at some of that young starting pitching. So they're playing better than I expected. I don't think they've got what it takes to hang in the race. At the end of the day, I guess I'm probably going to have to say the Cardinals, but I still think the Cubs are the most talented team overall.
5786 on our text line, Mike, wants to know what's up with Cleveland. The bullpen's struggling.
Yeah, it doesn't help that they lost Andrew Miller, and I think that's the big name. But even going beyond that is they lost Brian Shaw, a free agent to Colorado in the offseason. And I know it was the Andrew Miller show, but it was also Cody Allen, and it was also Brian Shaw. And, you know, now they've lost two of those three guys. Miller will be back, obviously. But I think they badly need another arm, and they just need a hit. I mean, it was clear going into the offseason that they did not have a good outfield. A huge mistake, in my opinion, that they did not go for an outfielder. But, you know, everybody else on the team just was not hitting as expected. You expected more from Lindor, certainly. You expected more from Kipnis. And there's a lot of talent there. I think they're the best team in the division, but it's going to be a lot closer than I thought, and they're going to have to find something about that bullpen.
Mike Petriello joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM from MLB.com. I wanted to ask you about the Brewers a little bit. They have struggled against teams over 500. They have really feasted against some of the bottom feeders anyway. And one team in particular, and I think the Cubs are living directly inside the Milwaukee Brewers' heads. Do you agree with that?
I don't necessarily think that there's much to like one team owning another unless there's a huge difference in talent. Like, for example, I'm sure that the Red Sox are going to win like 98% of their games against Baltimore this year, but you know, that's about the roster more than it is like kind of owning the other team. I do think you're right, though, about the Brewers, because, like I said, I didn't really have them in the race for the division, but they've done exactly what they need to do against some of these bottom-level teams. And especially in the National League, there are a lot of bottom-level teams. So that's what you need to do. You need to beat the Miamis, and you need to beat the San Diegos. And for the most part, they've done that, but they're not going to stay atop the division if they can't take down the Cardinals and the Cubs head-to-head. So in the sense of how are they going to get to first place at the end of the year, yeah, they have to win those head-to-head games.
Biggest surprise players to this date so far in each league that is kind of that you did not see putting together the numbers that they have so far?
Well, that's a good question. I think the first player I say in the American League, let me set Shohei Ohtani to the side because nobody expected him to be like this. The biggest surprise for me is probably what Didi Gregorius is doing. And this isn't totally out of nowhere. You know, he had 45 home runs over the last 2 years, but he's like fourth in the majors in slugging right now. And he's doing it in a really interesting way. He's improved his plate discipline. He's not actually hitting the ball that much harder, but he's just hitting more balls in a hard-hit way. So he's become a superstar, which is really interesting because you kind of forget about him on that roster. The National League, my surprise is for a totally different reason. When did Nick Markakis get good? He's one of the most overrated players in baseball for like a decade. And then so far this season, he's actually been crushing the ball. And it's not luck. I looked at it this morning. The data shows the exit velocity and everything. It's real now. Is it going to last? Is he suddenly good after 12 years in the majors? I doubt it. But he has been legit, and he's been another big part of that Braves success.
Mike, do you think expansion is on the horizon? And if so, where?
Probably not. I mean, if it is, it'll probably be like Portland or Montreal or Mexico City, but it's hard to see that happening soon while there's two teams in Oakland and Tampa Bay that have such serious stadium issues. I feel like that's got to be sorted out. I think at some point in the future, we will get two more teams, but not in the next 5 years, maybe not even in the next 10 years. You know, there's a lot that's got to be sorted out. If you want to go to London, like they're talking about, that's a lot of travel issues. If you want to go to Mexico City, that's travel issues and everything too. I don't think it's really or should be the top priority, at least until you sort out the A's and the Rays.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Red Sox and the Yankees, the announcement they're going to play two in London. You're right there in New York, and I would imagine each team will lose a home game, so that won't be too big of a deal, but they'll be compensated pretty well, I would imagine. Is this a good idea to go to London?
I think it's a great idea. And what I actually like about it is that it is the Red Sox and the Yankees. And if you look at what the NFL has done, they keep sending like the Jaguars and the Jets, right? Like two teams that nobody really cares about. It's not the best representation of the product. And baseball is going to go over there with the Red Sox and the Yankees. I mean, this is the best of the best. These are the teams that people across the world know. You can go to Europe and see people with the Yankee hat on right now. So I think that's really cool that they got one of these teams to, or both of these teams to give up home dates because they're pretty much guaranteed sellouts. And I think that's such a great idea. Like nobody would be as excited if it was, say, the Marlins and the Orioles, right? If we're going to sell the game, let's bring our stars and sell the game. So I really like this idea a lot.
Mike, Yu Darvish is on the DL with the flu and has struggled along the way. Are you still high on Darvish or were you ever?
Well, I was definitely high on him. He pitched like an ace for several years. obviously, you know, had those debacles in the World Series, so that put some worry in everybody. And then he got off to such a bad start this year. He really did. And there's some concerns about whether he's tipping his pitches last year. For me, I just think that nobody was swinging at his slider, and that was a big deal. That's where he would get all the strikeouts. But now he's sick, and, you know, you don't think that that probably has affected him. Maybe he's just got the flu or whatever. I do think the Cubs should be worried, and he's kind of a big part of why they are not in first place right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting into the middle point of the month of May, so things start to take baseball a little bit more seriously anyway, and see the trends, if they continue or not. And I know one trend that's not going to change, and that's the White Sox bullpen. It may be the worst bullpen I have ever seen assembled for my White Sox. Yeah, it's not going to get better either. Not going to get better either. Mike, hey, appreciate it as always. Follow him on Twitter, and we'll give you the address coming up here in just a moment. Appreciate you taking time on this Tuesday to talk some baseball with us.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Mike Petriello joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Give him a follow, and I'll get you his address here. It's Mike_Petriello, P-E-T-R-I-E-L-L-O, and does a great job with MLB.com. Going to take a break. Come back 3:35 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest, but I never let that stop me. I never lost sight of my goal.
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott, official hotel of the NFL.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scotts Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
We're going to take caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We will play Race to Win.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you here on the Gym Class Tuesday edition at 3:37. Our thanks to Mike Petriello for joining us, talking some Major League Baseball with us. We're going to play some Race to Win coming up here shortly. We also have our giveaway from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We'll have that for you here before 4 o'clock as well.
Race to Win.
But before that, we're going to play Race to Win. We are going to bring in our friend Shane from Cedar Rapids joining us here on a Tuesday. Shane, enjoying the sunshine. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Doing good. Are you familiar with the way our game is played, Shane?
Yes.
All right. Very good. So without any further ado, I will ask you for the first square. We have over $1,000 worth of prizes. And, of course, the big one out there, the tickets to the Indianapolis 500 coming up 2 weeks from Sunday. All right, your first selection, please, Shane.
22.
Going to go with number 22, and we will reveal that.
Gift card to Vito's on 42nd.
I'll try that one more time because I had it volume down.
A $50 gift card to Vito's on 42nd.
All right, what will match, what number between 1 and 24 will match with Vito's?
7.
Number 7. Let's see if you are a winner.
A $50 gift card for Saucy Focaccia.
Oh, two great places, but unfortunately not a match right there. Hey, Shane, appreciate, and thank you for playing, and try again, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet. Shane from Cedar Rapids, our latest contestant here in Race to Win.
Yeah, we've got six $50 gift cards on the board out there, and you're going to get that every now and then.
Absolutely.
Don't be fooled by the $50 gift card.
Everyone's like, whoa! Yes, but at any rate, Shane reveals a couple more boxes right there, and they're going to play twice on the Todd Brommel Camp Show.
Very good.
With Alex Kuhn coming up today. Todd back, and Alex will play. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. 3:40 here on the show, and we teased this a little bit. Mark, we had a very, very ugly situation develop in a suburb of Atlanta down in Douglas County, Georgia, where a brawl broke out at a fundraiser, a cornhole fundraiser, which benefits high school students in Douglas County, helps them with scholarships.
Not necessarily how to react in a cornhole tournament.
No. The first problem was they put up a $500 prize, which kind of seems counterproductive to me if you're trying to put kids to school. But hey, I'm not in charge out there. The video is out there. Very ugly scene with adults not acting very adult-like out there. But this is not only a Georgia problem. We've seen it everywhere. And yes, the easy way to say it is, okay, at my kid's blank game,
mm-hmm.
my kid's blank, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this. We know that, and we'd like to clean that up. Please help out there if you are an adult of an athletic child. But we want to know worst places you have been on the text line, on the phone lines. Where have you seen the worst behavior? Where has it been for adults?
I've heard a lot of NFL stadiums.
That was my number one. 319-366-1600.
By the way, our poll question is, do you call it cornhole, bags, or something else? Bam Bam says, this area in Iowa County, we call it here, dummy.
Our friend Stumpy, does he call it that?
I don't know. David and Hudson.
He's in Iowa County.
David and Hudson says, the first problem is they call it cornhole. It's called bags, people.
That's an Iowa thing. I've always heard it called bags. So I don't know. Maybe that should be our discussion today. Is it bags or cornhole out there? But yeah, we were talking about that. We're also talking about improper behavior out there as well. And I would agree with you about National Football League games. And I've heard it from other fans out there, people that have gone to NFL games for a long, long time. And I'm not going to downgrade the NFL. Some great experiences, but then it seems like as the years went on, it seemed like the fan behavior deteriorated.
Well, there's a four-letter word that contributes.
True.
It's called beer.
Or any alcohol or whatever the case may be. And seemingly there are people that are there just to oblige, to indulge, to do whatever. And it's their right to do it since they are paying the ticket price to get into the game.
Several texts coming in on the Hertine & Stocker Jeweler text line, 8650. How about Utah Jazz fans? Three separate players this postseason have had confrontations with fans after the game. Worst fans, according to 1545. 3 years ago in Maryland, the student section continuously chanted, Utah, you're ugly. This is especially curious in a politically correct world we now live in. Also curious is the fact that head coach Mark Turgeon did nothing to quell it. A similar incident in the early 80s occurred with the USC and Iowa guard Steve Carfino.
I do remember that. I do remember that. I remember the Utah. I remember people reporting on it, obviously, because we have social networking going around and social media at that point.
It isn't Turgeon's job, is it?
No. He probably had no idea that it was going on. I'm not going to place blame on the coach. It's mainly going to be at sports events, sports venues. Have you ever seen it anywhere else, though? That is my question.
Ryan from Walford, I'm not sure if it's the worst or best thing at a sporting event, but some of the outfits people wear at the Daytona 500 should be a felony. It's the best sporting event I've ever been to and would highly recommend it to non-NASCAR fans.
Ryan, have you been to the Indy 500? Maybe he's trying to win our tickets to go to the Indy 500.
31-48 in terms of the fan behavior, Wrigley Field bleachers. I've never sat in the bleachers. I've seen it on TV. It looks like people are having a blast. I have.
It's been a long time.
I don't know that I've seen a fight.
I've seen fights, but not very. If you announce yourself that you are not a Cub fan, you could have a long day. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. I don't think it's any worse than any other place out there.
80-92, when I was in high school 20 years ago, we played a game in St. Ansgar, and those fans spit on us. Spit on us at a high school football game. I played for Appleton Parkersburg.
That's never a good thing. That's never a good thing. Can't have that happening out there. How about it goes back, you know, there are several places. I always think of Hayden Fry. Schnapps. The Schnapps bottles. Up in Madison.
David and Hudson, I've had my share of beer before Iowa football games. That's no excuse to act like a jackass.
I would agree. I would agree on that 110%, even though you can't give 110%, as we know.
I think a lot of high school events I've covered and attended, and I'm sure you'd agree that there's a small percentage of parents, fans that don't act appropriately, and I don't think that's changed over the years.
Oh, no, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse over the years, and I have said it before, I miss Vets Auditorium for many, many reasons. I love Wells Fargo Arena. Don't get me wrong, and it's a great venue, and the kids deserve to play somewhere like that. But best part about Vets Auditorium was the overhang, because you didn't have, you know, the students directly in front of you. You didn't have to look around; they were below you, and it was such a pitch of the angle of the seats, you really couldn't hear what was going on behind you. It was an oddity. But like I said, you rarely heard people. And then it all changed at Wells Fargo. The acoustics were much better, I don't know, and the pitch is a lot shallower there, but you can hear everything. And myself, Jeff Linder, Jeff Johnson, by the end of the week, you've heard so many things that you never thought you would hear. It's a bad situation. 319-366-1600. I'd love to have it cleaned up a little
bit.
I've
heard any sporting event or football game in Philadelphia. Right?
Yep. They have a bad reputation in the city of brotherly love. They did boo Santa Claus. Keep that in mind. They did boo him or her, whichever. 319-366-1600 here at 347. We got a golf package from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department we are going to give away. All this stemming from a fight. The video is out there. And Fox 5 in Atlanta, Georgia has it. This was a Douglas County fundraiser where they had an adult fight breakout. Short of a melee, better than a baseball fight. Just depending on where you look as far as the video is concerned.
Nick at 3206 on the text line. I umpired high school baseball and softball while in college. Where do I begin?
Well, our own Todd Promelkamp did that for a while.
Yeah.
And then stopped for that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the first one to ever start and stop, and that's part of the reason why we, unfortunately, are short officials at this point. Our public service announcement, if you'd like to be an official, changing all of this, They would love to have you out there. Check in with the Cedar Rapids Area Officials Association. 319-366-1600. We got phones lighting up here. We'll get Kyle to get everything in order here, and we will bring them on for you coming up in a moment.
I'll tell you one. I was coaching youth baseball, and I don't know if it was bad behavior or not, but a team was beating us something like 10-1, 11-1.
Were they bunting?
And they were a rival, but they almost always beat us. And it was like, I don't know, fourth or fifth inning, and we're getting our butts whipped. And the other team is stealing second, stealing third. And I stopped the game and went to the mound, not to talk to our pitcher, but to look over to the opposing coach and say, how many runs do you need, dude? Or something to that effect.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been there. Did they break the unwritten rules of baseball? That's for another show. The unwritten rules of baseball. That may take a week's worth of shows to go over that right there. 3:49, we do need to take a break, and we're going to give you an opportunity to get in touch with us via the text line, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, as well with some more of your thoughts about that subject. Is it cornhole or is it bags? You can weigh in as well on the text line. You can also go ahead and vote. That is our email sideaway poll question at KGYM Radio.
One of my former players texted me. That was, I won't mention the team, but... I text him back here.
So they never forget, do they?
Nope.
Never forget out there. All right, we'll take a break, come back. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up that golf package from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. A golf swag bag, which includes some golf balls, a towel, a brand new handy dandy ball cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf at any city course, including Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. We'll take caller 6 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is. We'll talk more about our subject coming up when we return.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 13th, and Siegel's Jewelry is ready with some great ideas for her. Mother's rings and pendants are a super gift, and Siegel's has many to choose from. Diamond earrings and pendants are half off. Seiko watches, 30 to 50% off. 24-karat gold roses, only $39.95. Get the best values in diamonds, gold, and jewelry. Siegel's Jewelry, one half block south of Town or Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel especially special? A fresh spring pedi, a full body massage, or maybe a spa facial. Can't decide? Allow the friendly staff at Elevate to help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Our gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, and Northtown Market on Blairs Ferry Road. Or feel free to purchase online at ElevateSalons.com.
As you leave the game today, remember to buckle up. Research has shown that when used properly, seatbelts can reduce the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45%. It's time for these preventable fatalities to stop. Whether you're traveling around the corner or across the country, wearing your seatbelt is one of the best ways to ensure you make it to your destination safely. If you love them, encourage family and friends to buckle up every trip, every time. You can make a difference. Buckle up, America. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt in Cedar Rapids is going to go play on the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for calling. Be a good day to play today, wouldn't it, Mark? Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful day to get out there and play. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. He will be joining us, and we will talk some fantasy baseball and fantasy football, because now we know the new addresses for all of these NFL draft choices. So We will talk about that. Who's going to be the first quarterback? Who should be your rookie running back selection to shock everyone in your league? So we'll do that. So we'll have a little fun tomorrow with Chris Liss of rotowire.com.
More on our subject, 38-26 on the text line. Just last weekend at a 14U softball tournament in eastern Iowa, we overheard a father yell at his own daughter while she batted, "Get that damn bat off your shoulder." Then told another father, "If she doesn't, I'll shove it." You can imagine what he said. Makes me horrible for that child's home life. By the way, it's Bags.
Bags.
Thank you.
I think Bags is winning.
38-26.
I think Bags is winning at this point.
David Hudson in Hudson taking me to task. "Sorry, Mark. I have no problem with the other team playing the game. Your team had a chance to get them out." Fair enough, David. You're right.
Oh, man.
But you don't know this rivalry.
It's, by the way, Bags and something else. Seems to be Bags or something else around here. That's running neck and neck right now in our Emil's Hideaway
poll. Maybe it's Here
question.
Dummy out in Iowa County.
Here Dummy. I've never heard that, but we got to get to Iowa County. We'll go to Marengo or Williamsburg, head out there and play a little Here Dummy.
You ever played Roly Bully?
No.
That's a big Benton, Iowa County game, which is really fun.
Okay. Well, we talked about jarts earlier today in the sports office.
Jarts.
In passing.
Jarts.
Who has a jart set still?
I not only have a jart set, I have a croquet set in my garage.
If you are under the age of, 40? You probably have no idea what jarts are. It was a lawn game.
You be careful out there, kids. You
could
get hurt.
I know. And you could. You put a circle down on each side. It was kind of like Bags a little bit, except you used a flying instrument that had a very sharp point on the other end. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt. Everybody came out of it okay. Huh? I miss jarts. We still have ours.
No injuries that I know of.
Not that I know of. I'm sure there are some out there after indulging for a while, but at any rate, maybe that's tomorrow's topic. We
5102. I have two sets of jarts.
Yes! Thank you for weighing in on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line out there. Thank you for the interaction. We do appreciate it out there. Bottom line is, don't act stupid out there. Let's try to be better than they are down in Douglas County, Georgia at this time. NBA basketball coming up tonight. Golden State will try to eliminate the Pelicans of New Orleans. And we're getting down to the conference finals in hockey, getting down to the conference finals in basketball. LeBron James is the king again. Comparisons to Michael Jordan and Al. Everything going on out there as Cleveland has dusted off Toronto and moved on to the finals.
Kind of lopsided series in the semis.
Very much so. And Boston can put away Philadelphia with a win in game five. So that is 3-1 right now. But tonight it is Golden State with a 3-1 lead on New Orleans. And we'll have it for you. Race to Win, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will play that twice before 7 o'clock coming up tonight. And then Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us tomorrow. Talk some fantasy baseball and some fantasy NFL football.
Goodbye to 71-year-old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What?
And Notre Dame junior, Erica Ogunbowale.
Does she get to keep the
a blessing in disguise. Yeah, she gets to keep the
money.
She
gets to keep the money, though. Okay.
She has finals at Notre Dame, so it probably came at a good time.
Did she tank it?
I actually didn't see her performance. I saw Kareem's, and it was awful. But the guy's 71. He's 7'2". Come on.
I give Kareem kudos for being out there.
I do, too.
That was Mark Dukes's Dancing with the Stars update for today. Another one coming up next Tuesday as we wait with bated breath. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
Of all the ways to show her exactly how you feel, the most meaningful is with a gift from the Jared semi-annual event, May 9th through the 13th. Come discover our best prices of the season on breathtaking exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. Amazing Mother's Day gifts.